Hey, you're back. Guess what? So am I. We are here talking about yet another great interrogation of one of the Hunger Games movies. Now, if you are a Hunger Games fan, you know that we're going to be talking about Hunger Games Catching Fire, or if you caught yesterday's episode. And yes, I did leave kind of abruptly yesterday, and just these stories, they have a satisfying ending, but they also kind of end abruptly at the same time. And so I was trying to keep that energy flowing throughout. Now, I'm going to surprise you all with this one. The score actually went up. Now, there's a lot of movies where the first one is really good, and then the second one's in the third, fourth, and as the story gets told, you're just like, why? But on these ones, I was pleasantly surprised and happy that even though this was just a year after the original one came out, The Hunger Games Catching Fire, again, did earn an innocent rating from Movie Deputy, myself. And the score that Hunger Games Catching Fire got was a whopping 6.25 out of 10. Now you may think, okay, that's not a huge jump. And no, that's not really a huge jump in and of itself, but that's half a point. So, I mean, it had to go from 5.75 to 6 and then up to 6.25. And that's where I'm at with Catching Fire, a 6.25. Now, we saw so much survival and so much of the challenging. And it's not just about the game. It's about building things up to the game. It's about how the tributes are chosen. It's about all these different things. And these stories are a lot deeper than they appear to be. And that's both a good and a bad thing. It's quite interesting kind of how that approaches that, just kind of the whole thing. Like I said, in today's world, these might be called woke just because of the whole separation of everything, but it's not full on woke like what they did with Songbirds and Snakes. I mean, that's just, my brain is still reeling from that one. But if you can't tell from the background, I do not have the boys in here with me today. My fur kids are out of the office for today's episode. I never know when they're going to join me and when they're not. So they just kind of let themselves in unless I lock the door. One of my boys in particular, Batero, he has figured out how to open lever door handles. So that's fun. But unfortunately, the cats are not the star of the show in The Hunger Games Catching Fire. But somebody named Katniss is. So play on words, yeah, maybe a little bit there, but you know me, I'm goofy. At least if you've listened to me for very long, and if not, I hope you get used to me pretty quick, because I have one of those personalities. I'm just a little bit over the top, a little bit silly. I deal with a lot of stuff physically and mentally, and I just try my best to get through in everything that I do. And one of the things I'm very passionate about beyond my family is Movie Deputy. Movie Deputy is like right up there. And so I absolutely love what I do. It's like interrogating the movies like this and just really kind of looking deep into them and trying to explain the story at the same time. It's kind of on a whole different level. People are like, oh, you're Rotten Tomatoes. No, nothing like Rotten Tomatoes. Here you'll never have a spoiler. Nothing even close to a spoiler for Movie Deputy. And I don't know why I talk about myself in the third person like that. I am Movie Deputy. It's like, Movie Deputy is a one-woman show, and that's me. So if you like it, great. I'm hoping that you are going to like and subscribe for all of the greatest and latest and greatest content. And you know what? If not, if this content isn't for you, you know where the off switch is. I mean, I hope you stick around, but I'm not forcing anybody to listen. So if you don't like what I'm talking about, you know where the door is. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. So except in podcast form, it's like the off button, but you know what I mean. But I want to share with you the original review that I had posted on moviedeputy.com. Now, if you hadn't already noticed, as I'm sharing these reviews with you, they are disappearing from moviedeputy.com one by one. Now, mind you, in the last 9.5 years, I've reviewed over 1,900 movies, coming up on the big 2,000. Yeah, that's, wow, that's a lot of movies. But like I said, I love what I do. And so that's just kind of the whole thing of it. But getting into the review now, finally, sorry, my brain is just, I woke up this morning and my brain is just going tilt. So we all have those days though, don't we? Yeah. But even if we don't want to admit it to anybody but ourselves. But the review, surviving isn't always as simple as life or death. It's dealing with the memories, the spotlight, the scrutiny. Our two star-crossed lovers have been anything but since the end of the games. That's about to change, though. Not because they've found interest, but because the victory tour is about to commence. Everyone at the Capitol and the other districts expect to see the lovers they saw in the games. It's about more than that, though, because some see beyond the lovers to the true story underneath. Now, is it more than an act that they must live? As the tour commences, things don't go quite as some had planned. And as a result of this, the upcoming 75th annual games have a twist. It's called the Third Quarter Quell. Victor against victor in the ultimate battle for survival. A new arena, new rules, new everything. As the victors prepare for this new challenge, some surprises shake things up. Unfortunately, it doesn't change the game plan. Upon entering the game, there are a whole new set of obstacles. It is everyone for themselves, at least for now. As they come across some extreme challenges, they learn who and who not to trust. But is it ever really that simple? The game continues, and one by one, the victors begin to disappear. When a select few are left, one makes a decision that will change the games forever. We see that friends aren't always friends, and enemies aren't always enemies. Or maybe there's more to it. As much as the first movie, Hunger Games, felt like a video game, this one equally felt like a revolution. You can't help but get drawn in. Even with some of the production flaws, the story has merit. Will you embark on this adventure? That's up to you. So obviously this one kind of details a little bit of who some of the victors from the first movie are, but again, I don't really go into anything that's a spoiler because there's so much going on in this one, and especially the twist of the Third Quarter Quell. If you don't really understand what that is, that really is a key point in this movie. If you've ever been a fan of the Hunger Games series or the books, and I always reiterate because I get so many messages on this regularly that you're reviewing this, but you're not comparing it to the book, or it wasn't true to the book, so how can you give it such a good score? Or that didn't even mention this, and this was a big part in the book. It's like, I don't care about the books. Yes, if you care about the books, that's great. I don't. I never read the books. I only watch the movies. So if you are upset how the movie doesn't match the book, that's fine. But that's not what I'm focusing on here. I'm not telling you not to focus on it. But don't expect me to focus on it because that's not what I look at. I purely and just totally, openly, honestly, just look at the movie and how it's presented. So, I did that all with one breath. Now I'm just kind of going, do you ever do that when you're just kind of talking along and whether you're talking to yourself or talking to a microphone or talking to your friends and you just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on until you're just out of breath and then you're at the point where you're just about squeaking just to have a voice? Well, admittedly, I'm guilty of that. And I hope that at least got a laugh out of you, if nothing else. But yeah, as you can see, the games are changing. We saw how they started as just how they started in the Hunger Games, and now you're seeing how they're evolving in Catching Fire. What's going to happen in Mockingjay? I guess you're going to have to come back tomorrow and find out. As always, please like and subscribe for the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, and feel free to share this with your friends, whether you agree with me or you disagree with me. It's like, it's always an adventure, so I can't wait to come back and talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.